Well, Dwayne, welcome to KRWG. Glad to have you on board with Alamogordo Now.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you today, sir.
Well, you know, what we're going to be doing with the Alamogordo Now is covering issues that affect the Otero County, but you also bring us an insight with Ruidoso.
Yes, anything that we're covering up there, we can also talk about as well.
Okay, well, let's get to a story that you are working on that relates to the Real ID and how it might affect the elderly around New Mexico.
Yes, as people may know that they have to follow, the state of New Mexico is following the federal law of the Real ID Act. And we had a gentleman come into our office that's 86. And when he was born back in the 30s, they didn't issue birth certificates for people that were born at home. And he was born at home in a rural area of Tennessee. So we're looking into what he can do because the Motor Vehicle Division of New Mexico isn't honoring his proof of birth certificate that he has. So we're trying to find out what he can do, what next step he can go to, because his license expires in March. So we're trying to find out what somebody in his situation can do. And hopefully by getting the word out, we can find out if there's any other people that are having the same issues.
And that has to do with Real ID. Now, Dwayne, we want to follow up on a story that you've been working on a case from 2011.
It was a jury trial in 12th Judicial District in Alamogordo, and it was Joe D. Chavez, Jr. He's a former leader of the AZ Boys that were a drug trafficking organization that brought meth from Phoenix, Arizona to Alamogordo. And the 2011 homicide of Richard Valdez, he was found in a burned-out car on Hamilton Road in San Padilla back in 2011. And Chavez was just recently found guilty by a jury for accessory to murder and tampering with murder, or tampering with evidence, excuse me, arson, and conspiracy to commit murder. And he's looking at a life sentence on those charges.
Well, Dwayne, we look forward to having you here on Alamogordo Now. Where can people go to get the rest of the news?
They can go to our website, which is alamogordonews.com, or they can pick up a copy of the paper at our offices, which is at 518 24th Street or at a number of the boxes around town.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.